It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, on Mondays, we play that locker room audio when Dan Campbell addresses the team and he hands out the game balls. Awesome moment where Jared Goff gives the ball back to Dan Campbell. He joins us this morning. Dan, what did that feel like? You were called the rock of this team and Goff gave you the ball back.
No, look, that's it's pretty humbling, actually. It's, they don't need to do that. And I'm very appreciative of it. And you know, I love this team, and they mean something to me. And so I appreciate the work they put in. They didn't need to do that, but I appreciate it very much.
Obviously, the big conversation overshadowing a great performance, and we'll talk more about the great performance, is the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. How can you measure the loss? Do you even care to measure the loss? But who needs to step up that's on the roster right now to help fill some of the void, what they can fill?
Yeah, I mean, it's like what's been stated. I mean, let's start with Hutch. You know, man, what the amount of work that he's put into this, and the way he trains and the way he focuses and his attention to detail and the way he elevates his teammates, you know, the guys around him, is going to be missed. It's going to be missed. There's no way around that. But to your point, that production has got to go somewhere for us to stay as potent as we've been. And so that means that Mac's going to have to play consistently at a high level. I thought he played outstanding the other day, and he's going to do it again. And we're going to need him to do it again. And Levi continue to play at a high level. We're going to need Pascal to continue, play at a high level, maybe a little bit more. Reader's going to need to help us even more. You know, he's probably going to play a little bit more for us. And then we talk about some of these other guys, whether it's, you know, Ukwu or Agude or Muhammad that we brought in, this Cam Gill, could be Houston. And those guys got to help. And so do the backers, you know, Alex and Jack. Because we may use them a little bit in some of these areas. So it's really it's going to take everybody on that defense to elevate a little bit here and do a little bit more, and we'll be just fine.
As you can imagine, it was kind of a somber day for us around here, callers, hosts, people looking at just the loss of Aiden Hutchinson. What's your message to Lions fans who feel like the Super Bowl dream is dead or dying after losing a player as significant as Aiden is?
Well, I mean, we could stop playing. You want to just end the season now? We could do that. Let's just call it up. No, it's not over. This is why you go through all the training you do, and this is why we stress all the time here, and the players know this. Man, we play with three phases here, and you play with 11 on offense, 11 on defense, 11 on special teams, and we can adjust and do whatever we need to do. We can raise the levy, we can lower it, and we will find a way to play any game and every game and find a way to win. And because that's all that matters, is find a way to win and get a W. And it's going to take everybody on this team. And as long as everybody holds the line and does their job, does their responsibility, no more, no less, we'll find a way to win.
David Montgomery on the offensive side of things, I've called him a tone setter. I love the way he runs. He runs with anger. He runs with violence. How much does he, when he has one of those runs, does it motivate not just the offense, but the entire team?
Yeah, I would say it does. You know, that guy is, You know, he creates a ripple effect. You know, he knows how to transfer his energy positively to the team. And, you know, I mean, I've told him before, I wish I could have played with him. You know, because he does. He's inspiring to watch. And he just refuses to go down. And he's violent in everything he does. And, you know, every play that he has, you know, you see the runs. Everybody sees the runs. They don't see the protections all the time. They don't see him go up there and smack a linebacker in the face and give us time to hit an explosive pass. Everything the guy does, no different than like St. Brown. Like when they run a play, they're running to win. They don't just go out there and go through the motions and, well, I think I did my job. Like they're doing their job, but they're doing it and they're trying to finish in a dominating position. Like that's how you win. They're trying to win the rep every time, man. And, man, just imagine if collectively everybody did that at all times. You'd be unstoppable at all times.
We're talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell, and you said it after the game, foot on the gas against the Dallas Cowboys, and you guys were throwing the ball to offensive linemen. I mean, it felt like there was something that you guys wanted to prove in that game. Did you feel like you guys did that?
Well, we just, look, man, we wanted to get a W, and we've been beaten twice. I mean, we go down there, and we found ways to lose those games, and that was one of the points here was, man, at some point in this game, it's going to be time to where we can really take this game over or something's going to happen and we're not going to be able to get out of it. And it was, man, we got to be able to finish this game out. And we can't let off the gas and we got to go. And that was the name of the game and our guys finished. And, look, you don't know what's going to come up every week and you don't know the matchups. You don't know, you know, what plays are you going to be able to run versus your opponent or calls on defense? And so you better use them because there's no guarantee that it's going to come up again. A little different than like a division opponent. You know, like Minnesota, we're going to play them. Well, we're going to have them again later. So there may be things you don't use in the game that can come up the second time. Whereas this one, no, you use everything you got. And it's set up for that defense and you use it against that defense.
We talk about the violence of David Montgomery, another guy that people don't, I don't think they see as a violent type player. Jameson Williams, when I watch him block, he does block with violence. What has he been able to do down the field in as a blocker to unlock more of this offense?
I tell you what, it's hard to beat a receiver who runs a 3.940 that will try to knock your head off.
Yes.
I mean, it's a glorious thing. It really is. And that's why I love our players, man. And that's why Brad and I, we try to bring in guys that, man, they're talented football playing dudes, but they have violence to them. And this guy plays that way. And he knows no different than anybody else. You know, Saint sets the tone in that room and Leaf, I mean, those two guys, man, will block all day long, and they will block anybody you ask them to block. Linebackers, DNs, safeties, corners, and J-Mo is no different. He's walked right in, and he's carried the line there. And the addition of TP, you know, Tim Patrick, I mean, that guy's big physical. And it's another one of the reasons why our run game is as good as it is. It starts with the O-line. David and Gibbs are the engine, the O-line's the engine, but those guys make it go. But the receivers, you get the explosives because of the receivers, man. They're the ones who are blocking support players all day long.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
over
more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple weeks back, you had said you thought the offense would get going right around the bye week. Back-to-back 40-point games on either side of the bye week. Do you feel like the offense has finally hit its stride? Is this the version of the offense you saw coming?
Yes, I did. I mean, you knew it was just a matter of time. You got to work kinks out, and things come up, and you just keep working through it. You know, there's so much detail that goes into being an explosive offense, really in the run and pass game, and it takes time. And you hope you find it early, but it's not always that case. But if you trust the coaches that you have and you trust the players that you have that are running those plays, then you know it's coming. And like clockwork, these guys are finding their stride, and we're clicking pretty good right now. And the interesting thing is, even the other day, man, there's things that we left out there. And those are the ones you keep striving for. You want more out of it, man. It's like, if we clean up a couple of things here, we're even better than what we showcased the other day. And so I think that's what we got to do, is clean up the errors, and how can we be even better than we've been?
I think Kevin O'Connell's a terrific coach. I am shocked that Minnesota is 5-0. What concerns you about the Minnesota Vikings this weekend?
Well, look, I feel like it's every year. These guys, yeah, they're talented, and they are well coached. I think O'Connell does a great job. I think bringing in Flores, going on year two now, has been an excellent addition for them. They've got talent. They've got one of the best receivers in the game, highly explosive. Darnold's playing great. You know, this running back that was at Green Bay, you know, is played really well for them. I can go down the line, you know, Grenard, Van Ginkel, those additions. So they pose, you know, issues, really. And for us, let's start offensively. They pose some issues now with protections and identifications, and because they'll hit you on some zeros, some of this hot pressure stuff, and then, you know, Van Ginkel now, is he a rusher, is he a dropper? Metellus, that's the other thing. They come in a nickel, and what is he? Is he a linebacker? Is he a nickel? Is he playing in a box? Is he rush? So, you know, they have a pretty smart crew, and they are upgraded talent-wise, and so we just, man, we got to be on it now. We got to be able to see what they're doing. We're on the road. It's going to be loud. And then, like I say, their offense is cooking at a high level right now, and they do a great job scheme-wise, and they're going to make sure they try to scheme their guys open. And, you know, and like I say, they've got an explosive receiver who can go the distance on any play. And then on the other side, you got Addison, you know. So they got some weapons here.
I don't know how much of a deep dive you've done into Sam Darnold when he was with the Jets or with Carolina, but he seems like a different player. What is he doing that is better this year than he's done in the start of his career?
Well, I think he's much more patient. You know, he's you can tell that he's taking what's there, first of all. And while he was doing that, then he's begun to gain confidence, and now he's taking these shots down the field. So now he is looking down the field. He's fitting it into tight windows. He's allowing his receivers to make plays. And then, oh, by the way, you know what? If it's not there, then I'll check it down to Aaron Jones, you know, and let him go do something with it. So I just think that now the run game helps. They're running the heck out of the ball, and that's allowing him to do a little bit of the play pass. And then, look, the other thing is, when you got Jefferson over there, you're not going to just let Jefferson run free. Everybody's trying to double him, which you can still throw it in there to him. He'll take it over three guys. But if not, and you'd like to take a one-on-one, then usually it's a pretty clean look to throw to your receiver, tight end, or back who's got a one-on-one. And he's making the throws. He's accurate that way. So, Darnold's a good athlete. He's a good passer. He's playing at a high level. And, look, last time we played him was Carolina. He played pretty good against us. So, I expect to get a really good quarterback.
Dan, you've been great with your time. I just wanted to circle back to one more thing. John had asked you about internal guys stepping up. You mentioned Brad always looks for guys that can help the team externally. If you guys were to trade for a pass rusher or an edge guy, what type of guy? Because in our world, we see all these lists of names. What type of guy would you want to add to try to replace some of that production?
Type of guy.
Like skill set or traits?
Oh, I got you. I thought you were going to get into the nuts and bolts of the human being.
That matters too for you guys. We know that.
For all that. Honestly, I think if anything, you're looking for really a role player. Somebody, I think, that can set an edge, that can transition into rush. It doesn't have to be somebody. I mean, look, as you guys know, these elite rushers and edge setters and all that don't just fall off trees, you know, and or if they do, then you're going to have to sell the farm to get them. But I do think there could be some guys out there, man, that'll fit into what we're doing defensively. They can serve a role. They can help maybe supplement some of what's going on inside with what we got with Mac and Levi and Reeder and those guys. And I think more than anything, you're looking for at least a complimentary piece.
He's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. We can get into the deeper inner workings of human minds another week. I appreciate some of your time.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Dan.
Good stuff. It's Dan All Campbell. Right. It's 97.1. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.